Imagine it's the 1690s, the setting, the woods in colonial Massachusetts. A handful of teenage girls sit or stand in a drum circle of sorts.
When the sky black as tar, and good people are in their beds, the evil Lugaru fly to the woods.
That's Tituba, a slave from the West Indies, here played by Alicia Espinoza. She's meeting with girls, Puritans, wearing plain white-collared dresses and bonnets. It's a secret sisterhood.
I call for secrets.
Secrets!
If I have the power...
There's power given and power taken.
Playwright Lori Brooks is a longtime collaborator with the Coterie Theater. Producing artistic director Jeff Church approached Brooks with an idea, a play focused on the girls whose accusations led to the Salem witch trials. Hundreds of men and women were accused, dozens jailed, and 20 killed. Brooks read books and did research, but she says there was not much about the girls.
In a way, that's a good thing, because there was a ton of information about the mores of the day, how the Puritan lifestyle, the kinds of oppression that they experienced, but not much about their personality. So that left a lot of space for the imagination.
The Salem witch trials have been popularized and fictionalized in film and literature, including Arthur Miller's 1956 play, The Crucible. The Coterie's Jeff Church says this new play, Afflicted, Daughters of Salem, imagines what comes before.
And I always felt like with The Crucible, the most interesting characters to me were those six girls. However, we don't get to know them that well in The Crucible. They come in, they flail, make their accusations. In our play, we get to learn the power brokering between these girls, what might have gone on ahead of time.
At the heart of the play, says Brooks, is the relationship between the girls, navigating the set of strict rules of the Puritans.
You know, you have to imagine a world where you're fearful all the time that the devil is going to take your soul. That's the cloud that they all lived under. No dancing, no singing. Games were not allowed. There were no books except for the Bible. You know, so it was really a very oppressive society. And if you can imagine how those teenage girls might have felt, because teenagers in every society feel oppressed, whether they are or not.
Both Lori Brooks and Jeff Church say the story will resonate with a modern audience, familiar with terms like bullying and mean girls who deal in gossip and drama. But the resolution of this play doesn't take place at the end, but instead in a forum after the show, with the actors still in character. Jeff Church says it's a way to unpack the play.
So we stay in character. It's kind of a technique that has really worked for us a number of times in getting kids to find the nuance and the ambiguity and the grayness instead of just a black and white set of issues.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.